Do you think that HER2 should be an assay routinely done in patients with metastatic colorectal cancer?
So I think in patients where you're kind of getting to the point where you're running out of standard therapies, made it through first, second line, I think the fact that we have multiple studies with active regimens showing activity against HER2 amplified means that, yes, we should do it. The cost for running an IHC on a tumor, I mean, this is an assay that's readily available and fairly inexpensive to do. So I do it on all my patients. And I think especially now that we have a cooperative group study starting, which can do the testing as part of the study, but I think there's a lot of interest now of trying to do some of this testing more routinely.
One of the common things that's done by docs in practice in a variety of tumors, when a patient has metastatic disease and is starting to get through the approved therapies, they're still in good condition, maybe they're younger, they want active treatment, a lot of people think of multiplex testing such as next generation sequencing. For practical purposes in colorectal cancer, is that something that really ends up being helpful to patients if they're in a community-based setting?
Yeah, so there's two aspects. You know, how helpful is it even if you have access to the clinical trials, right? And I think, you know, we reported out kind of our experience in colon cancer with this type of testing. And it was, you know, only about a third of patients with an access to a huge kind of portfolio of experimental therapies at MD Anderson. Is really a minority of patients that you could make a rationale for utilizing experimental therapies. It becomes even harder than when you start to say, well, your access to these trials becomes a little more problematic. I think for patients who are willing to travel to, you know, find the right study that may match their tumor, it makes sense. I think the hard part, though, is kind of doing the testing without having the conversation about what do we do with the results afterwards, because I think you're right, it's very hard to, and putting a lot of burden on clinicians to try to always hunt down off-label therapies or try to convince insurance companies to try to provide these. And I think at the end of the day, we just have to make sure that we're not setting expectations too high with the patients.